If Assemblyman Henry were to vacate his seat before the end of his term, would you, as an assembly member, if elected, support whichever candidate is not elected this October being appointed to that vacant seat? And we'll start with David.
Well, I'd support it if that's what the council, the assembly, and I believe it's in that scenario, it's a mayoral appointment is what it is. And, you know, I mean, I do think there's some ground to look at the way this whole thing works, because if you do have a situation where somebody resigns in, or is forced to resign in close proximity to an election, maybe it is a better idea to have the seat come before the public and be voted on. I would support a mayoral appointment. That's the way the code's written now, and you know, I do think there may be reasons to modify that a little bit, but yeah, I'd support it as it is now.
Tim?
I support the way it is now as well. The reason I think I answered that question before on the forum thing. It would kind of depend on how the vote is sometimes. Take a scenario where David and Orion get 98% of the votes, I get 2%. That's saying that people don't want me in there. Should I just be appointed to an open seat? So I think you got to leave it up to the assembly. The assembly approves whatever appointment the mayor brings forward. The mayor doesn't just appoint someone. So it's a group decision of the assembly. So and I think that's the way the code is now, and that's I'd support the code the way it is now.
Orion?
I agree with both of you. I think you have to uphold your code the way it stands. I actually have a pretty big objection to the way our code currently is. And this occurred 4 years ago when the mayor was elected from the assembly and he appointed his own replacement immediately after an election. I thought that was extremely undemocratic, kind of a slap in the voter's face that, you know, you've got somebody basically controlling two seats. And that's I think, a problem we have in the way our electoral process is followed through and executed. But in this situation, you know, the voters have, they're voting for two seats and there's three candidates. And after that, it's in the hands of the mayor and then ratified by the assembly members. And I think we've got to hold true to where our code is written.